Back again tonight. I was telling Brother Amos, Brother Amos Mashman showed up. I think that's the first time he'd been here in 20-some years. He just had heart surgery. I told him I want to find out who the surgeon is. We'll send some more folks around here and get their heart fixed, amen. They come on over to camp meeting, amen. Got so much folks here tonight. It's a joy and a blessing. I really thought I'd be preaching out of the book of Psalms tonight, and about midday today I was just reading and reading through and studying, and Lord kind of burdened a few thoughts in my heart out of the book of Acts tonight. In the book of Acts, if you will, chapter number 16, when you find your place, if you're able and willing, please stand tonight, reverence to read God's word, amen. I hope you've lived long enough, if you're Christian and saved, you've lived long enough to figure it out that there's going to be days that nothing going to go the way that you want it to go. Think it ought to go, is that right or not? Days where it seems like no matter how hard you try, it seems like no matter what you do, nothing just seems to work out the way you want it to work out. In the book of Acts chapter 16, we find in the scripture that this chapter begins that nothing seems to be going wrong. Seems like, give me just a little more volume. Seems like that nothing could be going wrong. Seems like everything is actually going right. When you start reading in the book of Acts 16, there's two great conversions that take place. In verse 13, we find out through verse 15 that Lydia gets saved in a household. Here's a lady that's got a tender heart, if you will. Then you read a little further in this chapter, you'll find out there's an unnamed slave girl that a demon possessed that gets saved, amen. Somebody that's got a tormented heart, if you will, amen. Everything seemed to be going in the right direction, amen. But when you come to verse number 23, things seem to turn. It seemed like everything is going in the wrong direction, if you will. How the Bible lets us know that the Apostle Paul and Silas here, they have been cast in the prison, the Bible says, amen. And they're having a nighttime experience, so to speak, amen. That's one of those midnight experiences they're going through, amen. How you seem like that everybody would have joy. Everybody would be happy, amen, because of a girl that's been delivered from sin and been delivered from a demon possession, amen. But they're upset. You know, there's people tonight that really don't want to see other people get saved because if they get saved, it's going to mess with their pocketbook. They'd rather stay slaves to sin and they make a living at the expense of other people's torment. And even if they die and go to hell, they don't care for you. They'd rather see them in slavery to the devil, amen. And so Paul and Silas is in prison. And listen, other people are angry about it, friend, over a girl getting set free. Now, the crowd that was out that day had taken advantage of this girl. We've got houses all over our land right now. While I'm preaching, young people ought to be in camp meeting. Ought to be in the house of God. They're in other houses, friend. And they're slaves to sin. Other people are taking advantage of them and caused them to be addicted, friend, and possessed by the devil. Everything seems to be happening. It's going against Paul and Silas. It's out of their control. It's nothing they can do, friend. For some reason, God's allowing them to go through a midnight scene, amen. God, listen, it's nothing they can do. They've done what God's called them to do. They've been giving out the word of God. The truth of the matter is, friend, when you go through a midnight experience, it's a time of darkness, midnight. It's the darkest hour of the night. It's a dark time. It's a dark time. It's a difficult time. It's a disappointing time. It's even a discouraging time. Don't let anybody tell you that God's people exempt from nighttime experiences, amen. In fact, Christians, amen, by them being a Christian is what's causing them to go through their midnight experience, amen. There's some other people in this scene we'll look at in a moment is also in this midnight experience, but it's because of sin, amen, and crime, but not the Apostle Paul. In verse number 25 it says, and at midnight Paul and Silas I prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, amen. Paul and Silas is an example, amen, of what we're to do in our midnight time experiences, amen. You say, preacher, how can I praise God at the midnight hour? You say tonight, what is there to praise God for when I'm going through a nighttime experience? How can I praise God when my midnight has lasted longer than I thought it ought to? Amen. But Paul and Silas is praying and praising God at midnight. Amen. I want to preach tonight on this midnight experience in just a moment. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we love you tonight. God, I beg you, Lord, help us. I thank you for the good touch on the singing tonight. Our people having liberty around this place tonight. To be able to express themselves the way they saw fit. To worship you and praise you tonight, God. We love you, Lord. Thank you for helping us other nights. But I need your touch a little while now. Dear God, for this time, Lord, I pray for everyone that's assembled here tonight, God. Lord, I realize tonight you're Alpha and Omega. You're an all-knowing God tonight, Lord. Dear God, you knew who would be here. You know every name. They sung, you know my name. Dear God, you knew all about us tonight. God, you knew who would come tonight that need this message tonight, God. There's some may not need it tonight, but they may need it down the road. Lord, I beg you. Dear God, hold the devil at bay. Help me to preach, dear God. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. In verse number 20, if you will, the Bible said, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and eat and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. Are y'all listening to me tonight? The Bible said they beat these men of God. I ripped their clothes off. Verse 23. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. First of all, tonight, I want you to see the problem that they faced. They're facing a problem, amen. They're dealing tonight with some unfair treatment. Let me tell you, friend, you live in this world, and sometimes even amongst believers, friend, you may face problems with somebody treating you unfairly, friend. The Bible said they blamed them for causing, friend, listen, disturbance in the city. They didn't go to the devil's crowd. They didn't go to the slave traders that day. They didn't consider that man that was using this little girl to disturb the city to live in, friend. You listen to me, friend, if camp meeting breaks out and people get saved by the grace of God, they'll accuse us of disturbing things. That's the kind of disturbance I want to see, amen. Listen, they're running up and down our streets. They're dying every day. I land in a ghetto, friend, and they're disturbing our cities tonight. But that don't bother the worldly crowd. They really don't care about that. The Bible said in verse 18 that the man of God, being grieved, he was grieved when he turned. It grieves me to see the shape my world is in. It grieves me to see the shape my young people are in across America. Every night I've said it over and over. How we stopped on the way. They're in the woods over here. They're at a stoplight over here and over there. Everywhere you go, friend, how the devil's got people, friend, bound up. It disturbs me, it grieves me to see what's going on. Paul, he silenced the demon, thank God, in this possessed girl. If anybody was disturbing the city, it was those in slave trading. How the Bible said they beat the men of God. They didn't care where they hit them. They just wanted to hurt them badly, friend. Bless God, they're bringing pain and persecution on Paul and Silas. They were bound up, the Bible said. They cast them in the prison. And the Bible said in verse 23, when they laid many stripes upon them, they cast them in the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. He realized what that meant, friend. If they got away, he'd lose his life. So look what he done. In verse 24, who have received such a charge. He thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. They're bound up in there. They've been cast in the prison. They've been thrown in there like trash, friend. Y'all listen to me. Like a hook's been thrown out to catch a fish. That's the way these men of God is being treated, friend. And the Bible said they thrust them, the same word, into the inner prison. And that was not enough. They put chains on their feet and fastened them to the ground. They're stretched out there, friend. This man's done everything he can to keep them from getting loose, to keep them from being unbound. They're chained to that place, friend. I say, friend, tonight, listen to me. I don't believe nobody could stand tonight and preach, friend, much less comprehend all that Paul and Silas is going through in this text tonight, friend. It seems so unfair. Is that right or not? Somebody might be here tonight and you got a problem that you're facing, amen. And it seems so unfair, friend, that you're going through what you're going through. That's what Paul has said. All they've done is help. I make better workers in the city. All they've done is help families out. All they've done is give people a chance to hear the glorious gospel of the saving grace of God. Listen, what they're going through seems like an unfair trial. It's an unusual thing since they're doing so much good. Since they're helping so many people, you would think, why in the world would Paul and Silas be going through what they're going through? There's somebody to night in this building. I have no doubt God burned my heart today about this. I haven't even looked at this text till the day. But God burned my heart with this today, friend. You may feel like it's unfair. It's unusual. And listen, how we look at this thing tonight, sometimes we look around and we're disturbed, friend. We're walking close with God. Thank God good things are happening in our life. Good things are happening in somebody else's life. And it seems like out of nowhere, there comes a trial. There comes a problem that you have to face, friend. And you can't understand it. Oh, listen to me, friend. And then you go to looking around at your brother, friend. You're doing the same thing he's doing, amen. And it seems like he has no problems, no storms, no trial, but you got a problem that you're facing, amen. And you look around, if you ain't careful, you'll get to the point, friend, that'll seem like it's so unfair. I'm a part of the same family of God. I've got the same Heavenly Father. And why would He let me be facing the problem that I'm going through? God was the one that chose the prison they would be in. God has already chosen the people that they would be with. God's got them right where He wants them. They've got a problem that they're facing. Amen. How should we respond? Amen. How would we respond tonight if we are facing what Paul and Silas? I'm afraid that I might be complaining to God. I might be demanding something of God. But I don't find that in Paul and Silas. Amen. In verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Amen. Thank God there's a problem that they face, but there's some praise that's been formed. It's a time of prayer. They're not pouting, friend. They're not burdened down. They've got pain. Yes, they've got pain. Their backs has been beat with a whip. They've got blood, friend. They've got bruises. They've got wounds. They've got cuts. They're uncomfortable. Their body's miserable, friend. But thank God, listen, they didn't let their circumstance, they didn't let that beating whip them and defeat them. They're not discouraged. They're not down and out. Are they praying? I don't know what they prayed, but hallelujah. Listen, friend, the prisoners heard them. Ain't nobody been in the cell like them. Amen. They're used to profanity. They're used to cussing and carrying on. They're used to worldly music being sung. But these men are praying. Thank God, I don't know what they prayed, but it wasn't a prayer complaining, friend. It's a bow down. How they're praying, thanking Him how wonderful He is. He may have been talking about, I remember, Lord, when you Y'all with me tonight? When you found me on that Damascus road, I should have been in prison then, Lord. But you saved me by the grace of God. Ask God, he's a down praying and thanking the Lord. It ain't no sour prayer. It ain't why you let me go through what I'm going through. It's a prayer loving on the Lord. Amen. I ain't got that kind of praying. I lead you to praising. Amen. I ain't got their praying and praising the Lord. They're beaten and bruised and bleeding. How physically, friend. But thank God, emotionally, friend, listen, it ain't no sun shining in the cell. It ain't no light on, friend. Thank God, they're in a dark time. In the beginning of this chapter, Paul had even asked. He could go preach somewhere else. But the Spirit of God wouldn't let him go preach now. And now he's all beaten up and bruised and battered. And he's in a prison cell, amen, for doing right. But he's not complaining, amen. Are y'all with me? He's not upset at God. He's not blaming the Lord. They're not doubting the love of God. They don't feel forsaken by God. Are y'all hearing me tonight? They broke out in praise and worship, amen. Thank God, they're not singing and praising God because of their situation. They're singing and praising God because of their salvation. Amen. Thank God, they're not looking at the hardships. They're looking at the hand of God. Amen. That's leading and guiding them. Paul and Silas is looking around at God's plan for their life and his purpose for them. They knew that it's better to be in a difficult place with God than to be on the easy street without him. They turned their prison into praise. Y'all listen to me, preacher. They turned their prison into a pulpit, amen. Don't turn our pulpits into a prison, amen. Thank God, I'm telling you tonight, friend, they turned their difficulty into delight, their confusion into celebration. Thank God, listen, they could hear them praising God. They heard them praying, thank God. The Bible said they heard them. I don't know what they sung. Thank God, I don't know how they praised God. They might have been singing. Thank God, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel him in my soul. Amen. I don't know what they sung, but it's a triumph praise going on. They've never seen anything like this. In the prison, it's midnight time. Don't hang your head down. Bless God, if you're facing a problem, just start lifting your voice up and praying to the God of heaven and praising God tonight and singing the glory song. I praise him for your salvation. Thank God, praise him for who he is. Thank God that he hasn't left you where you're at. Have to face your problem all alone. That he's still there. Hallelujah. And we're to worship God. Amen. Thank God it could be a whole lot worse than it is. But hallelujah, bless him in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God I see here tonight. Thank God the praise. And look at verse number 25, if you will. How the Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas, I prayed and sang praises unto God. The prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was everything he does is great. There's a great earthquake, so the foundation of the prison, I was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open. I know y'all familiar with it, amen. Thank God, I don't know how many times I've read it in my life. I still get excited every time I read it, amen. I got something big's going on. Are y'all hearing tonight? You can't get this kind of movement with backbiting, complaining, and murmuring, amen. Thank God you'll get this kind by praying and praising and singing songs of Zion and worshiping God, amen. They got a problem, amen. You wouldn't know it by listening to them, amen. You wouldn't even know they're in prison. You wouldn't even know their backs is bleeding, amen. You wouldn't know they've been beaten and bruised, amen. You wouldn't know their feet was in stocks, hallelujah. You know why? Because they are free, amen. A man can tie you up and chain you up and still be free, hallelujah. And he's worshiping the Lamb of God, amen. The Bible said, amen, there's a great a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened. Everyone, amen, not just Paul and Silas, thank God they're the only two there. Thank God that's hooked up to the one that can unlock the cell. Ain't the only two there that I know of in the Bible. Thank God that can get a shaking going on. There's a whole prison full of lost people. Even the warden there, friend, the prison keeper, they're on their way to hell, friend. And these two men have been ordered to be sent there by God Almighty. Thank God to set folks free. Hallelujah. Ain't that a blessing tonight? Amen. Thank God, the Bible said. And the keeper of the prison awake out of his sleep. I see in the prison doors open. He drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we're all here." Then he called for a light. Thank God sprang in. Thank God came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Amen. Now, y'all listen to me, friend. I didn't mention it last night. I was preaching in Tennessee a while back. I was preaching one night. This lady come up to me after service. She said, "Don't never stop preaching, preacher." "I keep on preaching," she said. "I had a gun laid out on my bed," and said, had set her mind that night that she was going to blow her brains out. This was me the night that she'd leave this world. She got fed up with it, a problem she was facing. And she said, "This is going to be my night." I ain't got somebody come by there and invite her to the house of God. She said, "Well, I reckon I can go over there. Then I can do it after I get back." Amen. But thank God, when she got to the house of God, there was somebody waiting to set her free. Amen. Y'all hear me tonight, friend? I'm telling you what, you don't know where God's going to send you and what God's going to put you through, amen, to help somebody else out. Paul's got problems, amen, but they're not a problem compared to the rest of the crowd. Their backs may not be beat, friend, but they're lost without God. Are y'all here tonight, amen? Thank God, because they prayed, because they sung to the Lord, because they're praising God. Look at the power they found, amen. I believe God's house, amen. We could find the power again, amen, if we'll learn how to worship like you started tonight, and praise the Lamb of God, and sing because you love Him, amen. Thank God, it ain't about entertainment, amen. I've been around, they could hold every note just right, everything sound real good, but it won't no wind on it, amen. I've been around, some couldn't carry a tune, thank God. And the Holy Ghost of God come in and honor and bless, amen. Bless God, they're singing, amen. They're affecting somebody else. When you're going through facing your problem, amen, you better be careful how you handle that, because you're going to affect somebody else's life. Now notice, if you will, verse 26. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundation of prison was shaken. Immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Verse number 29. Then he called for light, sprang in, came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas. This place is shaken, amen, with fear. They've seen some supernatural things take place, amen. Listen, friend, just an earthquake coming, amen. Don't open doors up and unlock them. And don't set the stock free on somebody's hands and legs, amen. They're trembling. Now look, it seems like when you start out in the text that Paul and Silas is in a crisis, amen. Y'all hear me, friend? But they're smack dab in the will of God, amen. The reason they're going through their crises is because somebody else is in a crisis that don't know how to get out of it, amen. And God's going to use Paul and Silas to help a lot of people see how to get out of their problem, amen. 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 We ought to be example in our crises. Verse 27. The keeper of the prison awakened out of sleep, seeing the prison doors open. He drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Now, if this was not a supernatural event, if God hadn't showed up, they would have fled. Jail's open. They still can't go nowhere. because somebody else holding them now. We're going to have church, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Y'all hear me tonight, friend? Listen, the place is shaking with fear, thank God. You ever let God get to walking around and shaking things around the house of God? That's God, I've seen time when revival break out. I'm telling you the honest truth. I've seen babies crawl out of their mama's arms and get down on the floor and start crawling toward the altar. I'm talking about little babies that could not read or write, friend, because of the presence of God and the move of God. I've seen some backslid grannies, amen, have to get over in the corner somewhere and get right with God, amen. When God starts shaking things, what he bring Holy Ghost fear in the place, amen. I've seen sinners that said, I'll never go to church. I'll never get saved. But thank God the God of heaven, I come by where there's that, amen, and save them by the grace of God. Mr. Jailer, nobody's escaped. God's got them all here. Look at verse 30. And brought them out. Said, sirs, Now I don't know. I don't know if he's one of them whipped the back or not. He's in charge of it. I don't know if he laid the stripes or not. They had some choice names for them when they brought them in. They're accused of disturbing the city. They teach against our customs. We're going to beat their backs, amen. Put them in stocks. Strip the clothes off of them. But look what they're calling them now. Sirs. Hallelujah. Sirs, amen. They ain't never met nobody like these two guys, amen. And it ain't so much about them as who they belong to. They realize that now the God they've been praying to, he's the great I am, thank God. He's not the I was, amen. He's still the great I am, thank God. And what he can do for Paul and Silas, thank God, he can do it for Frank and Charles, hallelujah. The same God, amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? The Lord showed up in a prison. Revival broke out. Folks got saved. They camp meeting. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Now I know what we do in our Baptist churches today. 1, 2, 3, do this, don't do that, and all that. You either believe or you're not a believer. You're either saved or lost. Amen. Simple enough that when I was lost and on my way to hell as a backwoods country boy riding a bus, I understood how to get saved. Amen. Thank God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt what? Amen. Amen. Let's call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be what? Thank God. I think he made it simple enough for all of us, amen. We didn't want to complicate it up. I did the calling, amen. I did the coming, thank God. He done the rest, amen. All I did was come. All I did was call, hallelujah. Thank God, save me by the grace of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, thank God. Even his house got saved. We see a place shaking with fear. But here's a person saved by faith. Amen. There's a lot happening around this man. He's even wanting to kill himself. He's wanting to die. Thank God now something's happened inside of this man. Believe, thank God, surrender to him. Cast yourself on the Lord. Totally surrender yourself. Depend on the Lord, thank God. The Philippian jailer believed. His family got saved, amen. Listen, did you know that others are looking on while you face your problem, amen? Listen, they're watching your difficult situation. First ones always respond to your trying time is your family. They'll watch him. I got a lot of lost loved ones. Now, I hate to say it. I never thought I'd live to say this, but I'm being honest truth with you. I thought everybody had been happy that I got saved. And I thought everybody would really, all of them would come hear me preach and get saved. But I've come to realize, listen, friend, in this world we live in, long as they're in darkness, they'd rather see me be a drunk. They'd rather see me get out of the ministry, leave my wife. They'd rather see me fall on my face. than to finish for the glory of God. They've got their eyes on you. They're watching you. Some of you used to back out of your driveway 3 times a week and more, headed to the house of God. Now they're sitting around wondering if it's been a squabble at the house, if something's went wrong over there. You don't go like you used to. You don't talk about him like you used to. You don't look like you used to. You don't smell like you used to. Anybody here tonight, friend, I'm telling you what, your family's watching you. Hey, listen, God's going to allow you and I sometimes to go through problems that we scratch our head and we wonder why. We're at the place we're at, why we're going through what we're going through. It may not be a thing about you, friend. It may be somebody else who's got their eyes on you and wait to see how you react to him and respond to your God facing your problem. Amen, thank God. Hallelujah, anybody, bless God. I don't say anybody. Just a few people left on earth can shout when on the mountain now, amen. I'll tell you what, if you don't learn how to worship God when you don't have, not facing a problem, you'll not know how to pray and praise and bless God when you do face the problem. Not only is your family going to watch and see your attitude and hear what you say, your friends are going to be looking on. Watch your attitude and your actions. And not only that, your flock is going to be watching. The flock, the local assembly you belong to. Would you ever see while you are living and going through a midnight hour, friend, when it's dark, amen, and you don't even know why you're there? Well, I come by just to tell you tonight, just keep on praising the Lord. It'll not only just affect your life by praising God. It'll affect others around you for praising God. They're watching your life. He knows, friend, how you just might help them and encourage them along the way. How people got saved. Hallelujah. Ain't that what it's all about? We're to help others in our nighttime experiences. Ain't no time to quit. I don't know why God burdened my heart with this today, but that's it. That's it. I'm telling you what. I don't know, but about midday today, God burdened my heart. I hadn't even read this week, last week, read it today. And that's when God said, stop right here. I'd walked, I'd been out in the woods, I'd been in my study praying. I really thought I'd be preaching in Psalms when I left here last night. Well, that helps a preacher out when he go home and go to bed and know what he's preaching, amen. But I'll tell you what, it'll turn your nerves up when you get up and seem like it's out the window, amen. But I'll tell you what, he's never let me down, hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, friend, the God of heaven, amen, if we'll learn to praise him and keep on praying, keep on singing, amen. Hey, just in a minute now, just in a day now, the Lord's coming back to take us home. Amen. Amen. Brother, who you got playing or coming to sing? Father, we love you. We ask you, God, tonight you'd help us, Lord. This time of invitation, God, we've done our best to mind you tonight, Lord. And I pray, God, you'd help in this time of invitation. Breathe on us, God, help us. I pray that folks have been here tonight, they've heard. They wouldn't linger around, wait around. They need to come around this old-fashioned altar tonight. They'd come on right now. Don't drag around, but move toward the Lord. Maybe they're facing a problem tonight, God. And I pray, Lord, we'd learn something from Paul and Silas. We love you in Jesus' name. Pastor, you come.